And the time now is 27 minutes before 9 o'clock here at FM 95.7 KQWC on this cold Tuesday morning, this seventh day of December. Well, here it is, the holiday season. People have their homes all decorated in a way with their lights and candles and what have you. And we're going to learn for a few minutes all about safety when it comes to that. With me is our Webster City Fire Chief Chuck Stansfield, who's joining me in the studio this morning for our Community Corner Show. And Chuck, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
We're glad to have you here this morning because we might want to get good and close here. There we go. Get that. There we go.
Okay.
There. Okay, now we're all set. As I was just saying, we just had a wonderful Christmas parade in Webster City the other day for this Christmas in the city. Of course, fire trucks were all adorned in lights there, too, and yes. People are getting all set for the Christmas season. But there are things, Chuck, we need to talk about this morning when it comes to fire safety in the homes.
We do, yes. Pat, I'm glad that you've brought this up because, really, when it all comes down to it, there are three basic categories that we see throughout the holiday season that create fires and problems and safety concerns. We're having lots of people over, friends, family during the holidays. And during that time, one of the biggest things that we want to do is decorate our homes. And so home decorations become a huge concern, fire concern. And really, when you break those down, the three decorations that statistically speaking create the most fires are candles, Christmas lights, and Christmas trees. Candles, obviously, you want to keep them away from anything that can burn. That's probably the biggest thing that somebody can do. As far as Christmas lights go, they're awesome. I love Christmas lights. I had mine up early. But we've got to make sure of a couple things on those. If you're using them on the tree, then you need to use indoor lights or lights that can be used both indoor and outdoor. And they're specified on the box when you purchase them. If you're going to put them on the outside, then again, you want to use indoor, outdoor, or outdoor only lights. These are all designed to take the proper electronics or electricity and voltages and stuff like that throughout the cables. If you use the incorrect ones, they can overheat and create problems and fires. Then the third one, as far as decorations go, that always is an issue is trees, keeping them away from heat sources when you put them up in the house. If you have a real tree, very important to try and pick the freshest tree that you can find and keep it watered daily. And by doing that, that definitely helps. And then, of course, obviously, when you put lights on the Christmas tree, make sure two things, that with candles or lights, blow it out or turn it off before you go to bed. That's really a key when it comes to the holiday decorations.
Let's also talk about candles in homes, too, because people like to use those candles. Especially this time of year, not even after Christmas, people use those candles around the home to have that romantic scent there around the place.
Absolutely. One of the very first fires that I went to as a brand new volunteer years ago was a young gal had put a candle on in her room, and then a friend called, and she quickly ran out and went to the friend's house. And when she came back from the friend's house, the whole top story of her home had caught fire and burned. So candles have to be attended or blown out when they're not. And I think we're all guilty of leaving them unattended. And the next very best thing could be make sure that it's in an area that nothing could burn, nothing combustible nearby. Candles are a big problem if they are unattended.
What about chimneys with those fireplaces, too? Is that another area of concern too there, Chuck?
Absolutely. With the weather getting cooler, we're seeing people build more fires in the home and obviously turning on the furnace. I can't imagine anybody that hasn't turned their furnace on at this point.
And people are probably afraid to turn on their furnace now.
Well, the...
of you know what?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the two things that I just always try to remind people is if you can... make sure, first of all, that you have smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, especially for that furnace, if it's a gas furnace. That way, if there is any unburnt carbon monoxide that's entering the home because of an inefficient furnace or something like that, it will detect that and it will alarm. And then the second thing, as far as fireplaces, is always making sure that you get your chimney inspected on a regular basis and cleaned. And that way, it keeps you from having any problems or fires in the chimneys, which can happen quite often. So
we haven't had that happen lately in Webster City in a number of years. If I'm if I'm mistaken.
That is correct. As far as the chimney fires go, we have not. And, you know, knock on wood or whatnot, that's a good thing, and we want to keep it that way. We have ran several carbon monoxide detector issues where either they didn't have one or they were feeling poorly, and then we go and check, and in fact, they do have carbon monoxide, and that's a real dangerous one to be aware of. And just to make a little plug for the fire department on that note, we do have a smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector program. So if somebody needs one in their home, all they need to do is contact us at the fire station, and we'll be more than happy to come out and install that for them.
What are the things people should know about when it comes to fire safety in the home, especially this time of year, what with the Christmas season?
So very, very good question. One of the biggest fires and safety concerns that occurs during the holiday season, and really, honestly, it starts about late October or into November with Thanksgiving, is cooking fires. That is a huge issue that we have on a regular basis. You have all these people, family, friends coming over. You get distracted, and you forget that whatever it is that you were cooking is in the oven or is on the stove, and all of a sudden you get a fire, and your good time with your family and friends turns into an unpleasant experience. I know that actually Thanksgiving is the highest, but the very next highest day is Christmas, and the third day is Christmas Eve. So holiday season, unattended cooking is one of the biggest cooking fire issues that we do see throughout the holiday.
All right, so some good points right there if you plan any holiday gatherings in the coming weeks.
You know, we just, the fire department just had our annual chili dinner that we do with just the guys and gals on the department. And we do that usually the first Friday of every December. And it was a great turnout. Had some good chili, just getting to hang out with everybody and spend some time. So we definitely enjoyed that. And then I know I have some coming up stuff personal with family and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
cool. Fireman of the Year, that's announced in January, isn't it? January, February?
In February, yes.
Okay. Yes. You were leading up to that, and I thought, oh, good, we must know about the Fireman of the Year when you had that big gathering last Friday night, but we won't know until February.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
You had some training, I believe, the other night, didn't you?
We did, yes, Pat. We continued to train approximately 19 times a year. So when the weather gets cold, it gets a little bit more difficult, and then also during the farming season, it gets a little more challenging, so we don't get a full 24. But we try to train two times a month, and just this last week, last night actually, we did some very good training on saw work, using circular and chainsaws, and how to do vertical ventilation on roofs. We actually, one of our members made a prop for a roof prop where they got out there and did some work on that. And then we also, through a generous donation of Hochul Garage, they gave us some doors, and we were able to make a prop that simulating cutting open a garage door if you needed to make access, and that was really good as well. And then we also had the forcible entry prop. The community college gave us a forcible entry prop to use for the night, and so we were able to also practice on that. So everything was indoors for the most part, which was good since the weather's getting colder. And a lot of good practice, a lot of good training last night.
Chuck, do you need some more firefighters in for your department?
Absolutely, Pat. We are always looking for good volunteers. That's something that we always are in need of. We also, if you're age 14 to 18, we also have a fire cadet program as well. So if you have any interest in the fire service from 14 on, we always welcome people to come and ask us about it.
How many involved with that fire cadet program, Chuck?
We currently have 7 members, and they range from 14 to 17. And we have some that have been on for about 2 years and some that have just started and everything in between. So it's been a good program. We actually have one member that is looking to join the full-time fire service, and they are going through their Fire One certification. And so it's been a really good, positive experience for the department.
What about equipment? I believe you're trying to find a new fire truck, if I'm correct on that, Chuck.
We are. We are constantly working to try and figure out ways to financially make that happen, where we can replace our engine 34. It's got some years on it, and it's about time to replace it. And as we are able to find the financing and be able to do that, we'll be moving forward on that.
How many years in that truck?
Engine 34 is 40 years old.
Really? So you replace these fire trucks basically about every, 30, 40 years?
We are the strategic plan would be every 30 years.
Okay.
The challenge with some of the apparatus is that is the population that it serves. We don't just serve the city of Webster City, but we have a fire district just on the outside of the city limits. And then, of course, we have mutual aid agreements with every surrounding fire department in Hamilton County and even a few in Webster and Wright County.
I believe a document for Dodge is involved in that, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
Because Webster City's fire department, they've been summoned to some major fires in Fort Dodge through the years.
Yes, we have.
Especially one in, I believe, in downtown Fort Dodge a couple of years back.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and even last year we went and helped them with when they had the large fire at the prison. So.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Good. Anything else that we left out here this morning, Chuck, about fire safety when it comes to the holidays?
You know, again, I just want to reiterate, if for some reason, if you don't have smoke detectors or carbon monoxide detectors, please give us a call. We will, it's free. We have a great donor through the Morrison Trust that has bought and purchased some smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors for us. And so we're very thankful for that. And we want to run out of them. We want to get them in the homes. So please give us a call, 832-9131.
All right, call 832-9131 if you'd like to have a smoke detector in your own home, because they are so important no matter what time of year it
yes.
is, because fires, well, they can happen any old time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And if you want more information, simply call the fire department. But, Chuck, if I think that's it, isn't it? Or
that's it. And thank you very much. And just we wish everybody a safe and happy holidays over the Christmas season.
Very good. Very good. Chuck Stanfield, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And that does it for our Community Corner on KKWC. It's 8:46.